Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Eruvin. In the previous Mishnah, we said that a traveler who knows of a specific landmark up ahead, if he does it the right way, he can actually declare that his Shvisa will be at that landmark, and that can work for him. Our Mishnah, Mishnah Ches, talks about, well, what if he doesn't have a landmark up ahead? Most people don't, right? Im Eino Makir, if he does not have a landmark up ahead, oh, she'ino baki b'halacha, or he doesn't know all the details of the halacha, and he doesn't want to be stuck. We mentioned in the last Mishnah that if you do try to do this, but you do it wrong, then you end up stuck with nothing. You don't have the 2,000 amos where you are, and you don't have the 2,000 amos that you wanted to get. So he wants to avoid all of that. So what does he do, therefore? V'amar shvisasi b'mekomi. He says, my shvisa is where I am. I am shoves where I am, and he gets Zochalo mekomo alpayim amos lechol ruach. He gets 2,000 amos in every direction. Now, the Mishnah says, he says, Shvisasi bimkomi, I'm resting here, I'm staying here for Shabbos. But as we know from previous Mishnayos, he doesn't actually have to say anything. His intent, or even just his being there, is sufficient. And according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who we follow l'alacha, he doesn't even have to be conscious. As long as he is there at the beginning of Shabbos, he gets 2,000 amos from that location. Now, up until now, we have been talking always as a circle. We've talked about having a circle around him that's 2,000 amos in every direction. And our Mishnah actually tells us that's really machlokes. Agulos, dear Chanina ben Antignos. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos says what we've thought all along, which is that you get 2,000 amos in every direction, and it makes a circle around you. So it's a circle whose radius is 2,000 amos. However, that is not the opinion of the Chachamim. The Chachamim omrim, mirubaos, they are square. Ketavla mirubaos, like a square tablet. Kedeshe niskar zavios. The Chachamim were mekil and want to give you a little bit extra space. So it's laid out in a square, in oriented to the cardinal directions. So north, south, east, and west are flat sides. And basically you square out the circle so that you end up with a square whose dimensions are 4,000 amos by 4,000 amos, and you're smack in the center. That means that if you go due east, you get 2,000 amos. If you go due west, you get 2,000 amos. If you go due north or due south, you get 2,000 amos. But if you go precisely northeast towards the corner, you actually get quite a bit of extra space because you get the hypotenuse. So it's actually not 2,000 amos, it's 2,828 amos, right? It's one square root of two right triangle. So you get a lot of extra space by squaring out the tchum. And la'alacha, we follow the chachamim here. So the tchum is square, not circular, as we've kind of assumed all along.